It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I am delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast on personal empowerment, personal success, and of course, the law of attraction. Today we're talking about money, and there are a lot of lies that are associated with money. And many people believe these lies. They believe that these lies are truths. And that's why they continue to struggle. That's why they continue to get by day after day instead of really excelling and having the life that they want, because they buy into the lies. So we're going to talk about some of these lies that become really very effective counterintentions to the life you really want. I'm asking you right now, do you want money? Say it out loud. Yes, I like money. Do you want more money? Say it out loud. Yes, I want more money. You know, you have to acknowledge that you like money and that you want more money if you're going to attract more money into your life. Does that make sense? Kind of important. So here's stupid lie number one that people buy into. And it is, you have to have money in order to be happy. Now, there is some research that says that people with money tend to be happier. Why? Because they're not worried about what they're going to eat or if they're going to eat at all. I mean, when you compare people in third world countries who are struggling to just put food on the table, it's quite a bit of difference between, say, middle class America. But you really don't need to be happy to have money. But I do believe that it is helpful to be happy to make money. People that are happy, that are up, that are filled with energy, that are enthusiastic, that are motivated, that are excited, that are passionate, tend to be good at attracting money at the same time. So you can decide how much money you want to make, and then first focus on being happy, and you will make more money. I'm absolutely certain of that. Happiness leads to money. Two, here's another big lie, another stupid, idiotic lie. If you have it, or once I have it, I'll be happier. Once I have the money, then I'll be happier. I'm waiting for the money to come. And when the money comes, then I'll be a happy man again. Well, let's take Owen Wilson, for example. Most of you know who Owen Wilson is. He's a phenomenal actor. Pretty much any movie that has Owen Wilson in, I tend to like. I think he just picks good roles, picks good movies, and he's great at presenting his artistic skills on the screen. He's worth about $60 million. And yet in 2007, he slit his wrists. Now, luckily for him, as well as for us, that he was rescued in time. There have been other cases of very rich, very famous people who have killed themselves, taken their lives, even though they had all the money they needed. Can you say Robin Williams? Here's a man on top of his career, on top of the world, who took his own life. Yet most people can only dream about having the kind of money that Robin Williams had. So don't wait for the money in order to be happier. That's a real stupid thing to do, and that's a stupid lie. Stupid lie number three. You have to work your ass off to get it. You don't have to work your ass off to get it. You have to work smart. Some of the poorest people I know slave 12 hours a day. Sometimes at minimum wage jobs, they work hard. They work long hours. They're beating their body to a pulp. They're putting in more hours. Sometimes they work 8 hours at one job and then go work another 4 or 6 hours at another job. I'm here to tell you that you can have all the money you want. You can sign million-dollar contracts. You can attract clients that will pay you big money. You can have the money you deserve. And you don't have to work your ass off to get it. That's a crazy, idiotic lie. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. And this is important, so we'll be right back. Listen to this.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact. A handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
The next lie that people want you to believe is that there's only so much to go around. Well, if there's only so much to go around, listen, you live in an infinite universe with infinite resources. And there's an infinite number of ideas and an almost infinite number of problems to be solved and needs to be met and people to buy what you want to sell. There's money all over the place. It's lying on the ground. It's growing on trees. It's falling from clouds. It's clogging up the rivers. There's money all over the place. You just have to understand that it's there, waiting for you to harvest it with new ideas, innovations, you know, whatever kind of service or product that you want to provide. There's money all over. There's plenty to go around. You hear this during recessions. You know, people say, well, it's a recession. Nobody's making any money. Well, somebody's making money. Somebody's getting rich. Somebody's selling stuff. Maybe you aren't, but somebody is. People are getting rich all the time. Say these words out loud. I am going to be one of them. Hell, fire, man. I am one of them. I am getting rich. Money's coming to me easily and often. Well, here's another crazy lie. More is better. Not necessarily. And this is a big one to me. There was a time when there was kind of I had a no ceiling kind of attitude when it came to money. But now, for me, I believe that just having enough money to do the things I want to do, to be the person I want to be, to accomplish the things I want to accomplish, to reach the people I want to reach, that's what motivates me. Okay? That's enough. More is not better, because more is going to require more responsibility. And at this place in my life, I don't want that responsibility, but you might. And if you do, it's there. There's all kinds of it available to you. But more is not always better. Sometimes, for some people, it is. For other people, it is not. I want to remind you that if you want to take your career, your life, your love life, your professional life, your business life, your sales life to the next level, then I want you to visit my website at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and sign up for Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching. Let's get started. Let's do it now. Okay, let's put the power of the universe, the power of the law of attraction to work for you to help you manifest the life you crave. Well, here's the biggest lie. I mean, I heard this one as a kid. Rich people are bad and money is bad. Well, you know, money is just the representative of energy. That's all it is. It's neither good nor bad until it's applied. If money is applied for a drug deal, it could be bad. If it's applied to save somebody's life, probably good. You see what I'm saying? It's how that money is applied. If it were not for rich people and their generosity, many of the charities that we depend on in the world today would not exist. I think I read somewhere that it was back in the 90s when the AIDS epidemic was at an all-time high, that over 80 countries contributed to the treatment of AIDS victims in third world countries. And the only person that gave more than those countries, including the United States, was Bill Gates. You know, good thing we have rich people around. You can be one of them if you want. And if you don't, that's okay too. There's nothing that says you have to be rich. There's nothing that says you have to be wealthy to be happy. That is in itself a big lie. You have to find your comfort zone, your balancing point. With me, it's never been about the money. Money is nice. I like money. I love money. But it's about reaching people. It's about getting to the next level with people. It's about writing the next book, putting out the next audio program that will help people, the next podcast. It's always been about that. The money comes as a result. But if you really want to focus on being super wealthy, why not? Why not get started right now? Well, here's another stupid, crazy, idiotic lie. The only way to get it is to have a job. No, you can get money without a job. You can get money by simply being a consultant. You can get money by opening up your own business. You can get money by being an innovator. You can get money by coming up with ideas. You can get money in a lot of different ways. There's money all over the place. So if you want money, it's available to you. Take advantage of a universe that's willing to give and put out your hands and say, I'm accepting. Hey, we're out of time. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have the money you need and want and do the things you want. And we're here for you at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. We'll talk to you soon. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, deep within the mountain of miracles. This is Robert Zenk saying, have a great day.